7 out of 10 proctologists recommend listening to The Drew Marshall Show.
Well, I am just thrilled to be able to present to you my son, Josh Marshall, as the musical entertainment for the end of today's show. Singing in the background is his favorite artist and his favorite song.
I don't even know who it is.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever, you used to date her. Folks, it's been our April Fool's Day special. And, of course, there's no better way to cap off an April Fool's Day special than by having Joshua Marshall play music.
Yeah. I'm so excited.
Happy birthday to you, buddy, by the way.
Thank you.
I asked you on the drive down if turning 25 is like a milestone or not really. And you said, it's just it's another birthday.
Yeah, that's what I sound like. It's just another birthday. No, nothing special.
Really?
No.
What if your gifts were just crazy?
Oh, yeah. If I had gifts, then it would mean more to me. So.
Every year it got better.
I'm taking them out to Absolute Comedy tonight, so we'll have some yuck. It'll be fun. I've thought for many years now that actually you really are a very talented person, but you are just so ridiculously shy, which is odd because you're my son, so why?
Yeah, that is kind of weird when you think about it that way. Yeah, I don't know. I just, I like playing guitar. I like singing, but I never enjoyed doing it in front of people unless it was at camp doing campfire songs, which really is not the same thing.
Yeah.
It's more making a fool out of yourself than anything else.
Right. And that's where you are related to
yes.
me. Yeah. Well, let's jump right into it, man. Josh Marshall here on The Drew Marshall Show about to do his first song. Whose song is this? We need to give credit where credit is due.
Okay, so I'm going to be singing four songs. The first song is Little Lion Man by Mumford & Sons.
Do I have a role in this song?
There's a drum back here if you wouldn't mind not screwing it up. And
it's in tune.
Wow. He just hit me in the head with the drum. So this is a fun song. This song just to kind of help me to relax because I'm ridiculously nervous and sweating through my shirt. So if I had a band name, it would be Sweating Through My Shirt. Just kind of just go with that.
Or you could just call yourself Pitts.
Pitts.
There we go. Folks, live on the Drew Marshall Show, singing a little Mumford & Sons, Josh Marshall.
Yourself, my man, you'll never be what is in your heart. Weep, little lion man, you're not as brave as you were at the start. Rate yourself and rape yourself, take all the courage you have left. Waste it on fixing all the problems that you made in your own head. But it was not your fault but mine, and it was your heart on the line. I really messed it up this time, didn't I, my dear? Didn't I, my dear? Tremble for yourself, my man, you know that you have seen this all before. Tremble, little lion man, you'll never settle any of your scores. Your grace is wasted in your face, your boldness stands alone among the wreck. Learn from your mother or I'll spend your days biting your own neck. But it was not your fault but mine, and it was your heart on the line. I really messed it up this time, didn't I, my dear? But it was not your fault, but mine. And it was your heart on the line. I really messed it up this time, didn't I, my dear? Didn't I, my dear? But it was not your fault, but mine. And it was your heart on the line. I really messed it up this time, didn't I, my dear? But it was not your fault, but mine. And it was your heart on the line. I really messed it up this time, didn't I, my dear? Didn't I, my dear?
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, Josh Marshall on the Drew Marshall Show. Isn't that ironic? How you doing there, sweaty pants?
Good. Yep, just trying to hold on to the pick. My hands are a little sweaty.
You know, it's. I love the fact that you're humble, but you need to get over it. You are.
Well, that's what I'm trying to do.
You're very
right?
talented, man.
I could have said no when you said to come.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, that's, you could have said no.
I figure it's.
It's good challenge. Character development here on the Drew Marshall Show.
Okay, the next song is one of my favorites. Sorry to take that role of introducing from you.
All right, could you do another song, Josh?
Sure.
Tell us about it, will you?
So this is a song by the Yvette Brothers, one of my favorite bands. It's called Murder in the City, and it's not as depressing as it sounds.
What a great setup for a song.
If I get murdered in the city, don't go revenging in my name. One person dead from such is plenty. No need to go get locked away. When I leave your arms, the things that I think of, no need to get over alarmed. I'm coming home. Wonder which brother is better, which one our parents love the most. I should have get in lots of trouble, they seem to let the other go. A tear fell from my father's eyes, I wondered what my dad would say. He said I love you and I'm proud of you both, in so many different ways. If I get murdered in the city, go read the letter in my desk. Don't bother with all my belongings, but pay attention to the list. Make sure my sister knows I loved her. Make sure my mother knows the same. Always remember there was nothing worth sharing like the love that let us share our name. Always remember there was nothing worth sharing like the love that let us share our name. Always remember there was nothing worth sharing like the love that let us share our name.
Beautiful stuff, man. Good job, Josh Marshall, here on the Drew Marshall Show. So good to have my son be the musical performer today. We've had a lot of great talent over this past year. If you have missed any of our musical talent, you want to go to drewmarshall.ca, and you can go to our listen pages. We have a lot of pages, listen archives, listen to all of the great performers, as I've said, we've had over this past year. You know, Josh, I know you don't trust it, my complimenting, because I'm your dad and I'm supposed to say encouraging stuff, but you should know me enough to know that I'm a control freak and I wouldn't have crap on my show.
That is true.
Okay, so.
And the dog howled when I sang.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, but did you hear that story? Were you here when that happened? But
Tucker was here. I heard about it.
Brought the dog in. Yeah. Tim busted out the guitar, started singing.
He was just singing along.
Oh, that was really funny stuff.
Added
really
harmonies.
Really funny stuff. Okay, you know what, Josh? Back in the day when you first learned guitar, I mean, I sort of showed you what I knew, and it was very rudimentary. It was very basic. It was sort of open tuning stuff you kind of graduated on.
So, yeah, you showed me how to hold the guitar and, you know, where to – your hands go on the left side, you know, the right hand holds
where
the pick.
The
yeah. So I did appreciate that foreknowledge.
Do you remember the first song that you kind of worked out on guitar? At least one of the very beginning ones.
Sweet Home Alabama kind of rings a bell, unless you're thinking of something different.
No, I'm not thinking of anything. Whatever you can actually play right now, giving us an example of one of the first songs you ever played.
Yeah, Sweet Home Alabama is, I think, one of the first songs I ever played.
Can you remember it?
Not the words, but I know.
No, just, you know.
Yeah.
Because
on the spot,
yeah,
the riffs. It's been so long.
You know the capo's on, right?
Yeah, okay. Oh, it doesn't really matter.
Okay, all right. That's fantastic. That was one of the first songs.
Yeah.
Who starts with that kind of playing? Freak.
Wait, the riff's coming.
You know, do you remember when you and I, we tweaked the lyrics?
Yeah, Grandpa's
and for my dad's 70th, I think it was. Was it 70th? Gee, I can't even remember. 70 or 75th birthday. I think it was 75th. You and I went out and did a little song called "Sweet Home Mona Center,"
because
that's where the Marshall family came from, and we made fun of hillbillies and tractors. And
well, that's what you got to do.
That's what you got to do. Do you remember telling a girl in your life many years ago that you wrote a song when you really didn't write a song?
Yeah, I've never had the ability. I've always loved playing guitar and doing that kind of stuff, but I've never ever been able to write songs. I'm just not good at it. So I remember I had a girlfriend that kept pestering me, write me a song, write me a song, write me a song. And I just couldn't come up with anything. Nothing happened. Maybe I obviously didn't like her. Obviously didn't like her that much because I couldn't think of anything romantic to say. So yeah. I copied a song from Yellow Card.
Right.
And said, here, I wrote you a song, hoping that, you know, no one really knew the band yet.
Can you remember how any of that goes?
No, not at
not
all.
Not at all? Okay.
It's something about long distance and we'll be miles apart or something like that.
right.
So it fit the situation. I found a song that fit it and then, you know, told her I wrote it. But the first time I've ever written a song, just me, was for Rebecca, who's my fiance.
Oh, that's
and that was that's the first time I've ever actually written a song.
How
to
do
anyone.
We know that you actually wrote this song? How do we not like,
because the lyrics are so stupid.
you're not going to copy someone else's horrible song.
Yeah, if anyone wrote that song, they wouldn't be good at anything.
Can you give us a little example of that one?
No.
What is wrong with you?
Because I've done it so many songs, but I still, every time I play a song, I have to have words, chords, paper in front of me.
What was one of your most favorite songs? Because you really started played your guitar publicly, as you said earlier, at Teen Ranch in front of the camp at campfires. You'd lead everybody singing. Do you remember a song that you would just go off by heart? Boom.
Cowboy.
Yeah, no.
No, Glory, Glory was always my favorite.
Can you do a little of that? I'm trying to get him to do another dadgum song.
Whoop. Whoa.
Oh, and we need some tuning. Take a little moment and tune. While you're tuning, I just want to tell you about this week's sponsor of Live on the Drew Marshall Show, devoted solely to the art of music. It's sponsored this month by Emily's House. And Emily's House is Toronto's first children's hospice. And to be honest, there's only one thing you need to know about this place. When everything else has been done and there is no cure, someone needs to help these children and their families feel as comfortable and supported as possible during their last weeks or months or days together. As a matter of fact, I took a little visit down there a few weeks ago. Stephanie, one of the kids at Emily's House, said this recently. I've had 16 big operations and lots of smaller ones. This makes getting through each day really, really hard, but I'm so happy for the help they've given me here. It all helps me forget my pain for a while. And when I get scared, you know, I can ask for help. So look, the families at Emily's House desperately need your support, and here's how you can help. Everyone's heard about sponsoring children overseas, right? We all know about this. But what about the kids from our own communities, from our own neighborhoods? It takes a village to raise a child, but, you know, it also takes a village to walk with families who are inevitably going to lose their child. So if you've been thinking about sponsoring a child, maybe it's time. Go to emilyshouse.ca, please. Go to emilyshouse.ca and donate today, because when there is no cure, there's Emily's House. All right, this was a song you would lead campers in front of the campfire.
Oh, yeah. You guys going to do the echo on this or what?
Sure, we'll do the echo. Right, guys?
Glory, glory.
Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because I lay my burden down.
Lay my burden down.
Glory, glory. Everybody now.
Lay my burden down.
Wow. And now you know why the enrollment at Teen Ranch is down a little bit right there. All right, short break. We'll be right back.
Listening to the Drew Marshall Show. That's crazy good.
Someone said, "Are you going to listen to that Josh Marshall again? He's really good. Oh, delicious playing." So, Josh Marshall, tell me when you learned how to play guitar.
Oh my goodness, that's good.
Yeah. He's being interviewed by Homer.
Wow,
that's a really big guitar. What's the name of that guitar? So tell me about your girlfriend.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, man. Give me that microphone back. Oh, my goodness.
Folks, that's the first time ever that Homer Simpson has taken over the show. He's made cameos every once in a while. But hey, thanks for tuning in. You are listening to The Drew Marshall Show. It's our April Fool's Day special. Having a bit of fun with Tim the Tool, Alex the Intern, myself, Drew, and the boy, Josh Marshall, in the studio being our musical guest for today's show.
You know, the whole the boy, like I have more body hair than you do, so technically I'm more of a man than you.
Wow.
I think we need to change The boy. We need to change that.
You know, there's rumors that the Sasquatch exists, and I see him before me. You are a hairy beast. Okay, what's this next song you're going to do there, Josh?
The Once and Future Carpenter by the Avett Brothers.
Why did you pick this song?
I like it.
Okay, moving along.
I like it a lot.
Folks, here we go, live on the Drew Marshall Show. Each and every show, we like to provide you some musical talent extraordinaire, and today it's this man, Josh Marshall.
I ain't from Texas, but I made my way from Dallas, and I know a lonesome sound is following. I ain't a gambler, but I can recognize a hand and when to hold when queens are staring back at me. Once I was a carpenter, and man, my hands were calloused. I could swing a metal mallet sure and straight. But I took to the highway, a poet young and hungry, and I left the timbers rotting where they lay. Forever I will move like the world that turns beneath me, and when I lose my direction, I look up to the sky. And when the black cloak drags upon the ground, I'll be ready to surrender and remember we're all in this together. And if I live the life I'm given, I won't be scared to die. And I don't come from Detroit, but her diesel motors pull me, and I follow till I finally lost my way. And now I spend my days in search of a woman we call purpose. And if I ever pass back through here town, I'll stay. Forever I will move like the world burns beneath me, and when I lose my direction, I'll look up to the sky. And when the black cloak drags upon the ground, I'll be ready to surrender and remember we're all in this together. And if I live the life I'm given, I won't be scared to die. And my life is but a coin pulled from an empty pocket, dropped into a slot with dreams of seven close behind. And hope and fear go with it, and the moon and the sun go spinning like the numbers and the fruits before my eyes. Sometimes I hear, sometimes it robs me blind. Sometimes I hear, sometimes it robs me blind. Forever I will move like the world that turns beneath me, and when I move my direction, I'll look up to the sky. When the black cloak drags upon the ground, I'll be ready to surrender and remember we're all in this together. And if I live the life I'm given, won't be scared to die.
Excellent stuff, man. Josh Marshall on the Drew Marshall Show. It's great to have my son performing live in studio. It's my show. I can do what I want. And he's 25 today, folks. So here's what we're going to do. This is a little risky, but we're going to do this anyway. If you would like to phone in and encourage my son.
Every time you do this.
I know.
No one phones in. And it discourages me. So, you know.
I had so
someone from Australia phone for me.
If you, here's the phone numbers, folks. We'll actually answer the calls. We very rarely do this. 905-338-1250. 905-338-1250, a local call. But you can just call 877-569-1250. 877-JOY-1250. 877-JOY-1250. 877-569-1250. We'd love to hear you call in and say, wow, your son is very talented. I love to hear things about my children, positive things, because, you know, I don't encourage them. I try not to. I don't have the spiritual gift of encouragement. I don't do that. And here, just to solidify the deal, here's what we're going to do, folks. I'm going to bribe you to phone in. See, that's how it works, right? I mean, you don't want to really phone in and say, you know, he's good because you're shy and you're Canadian and you're polite and everything. But we're going to give you a free Candace Cameron Bure book. That's right. She's got this book called Balancing It All, My Story of Juggling Priorities and Purpose. New York Times bestselling author, Candace Cameron Bure. So I'll bribe you to phone in because, you know, I just want my son to feel good, right? That's really what it's all about. Yeah. Do you like that?
Sure.
You see how that works?
See, I don't know what's worse, but you bribing people to give me encouragement.
Yeah.
Or not.
Or you.
Yeah.
The other thing that I want it to happen here is I'd love for people, if they really enjoy your singing, to call in and say, yay, way to go, Josh, and happy 25th birthday, Josh. Because, you know, as a dad, I can say you rock, but you don't believe it because it's my job description to say great things like that. So phone line is open for you to call in and say great things to my son because, you know, I get to do that. We'll take a call right now. Hi, who's this?
It's Darlene.
Hello, Darlene. This is Drew Marshall. Thank you for calling. Do you have something to say?
Oh, your son is an awesome talent. I listen to your show quite often, and seriously, he outranks a lot of the talent that you've had on the
show. Wow, Darlene. Whoa.
Okay, how much did my father pay you?
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
That's fantastic.
Listen,
yes?
Honestly, he is an awesome talent.
He really is, isn't he? And you know
he
what?
Is.
I can't say it that much because I'm his dad, and he doesn't really believe it, right? So.
Yeah. Well, anyway, just for Josh.
Yes.
Happy birthday. You're an awesome talent. Keep going.
Thank you so much.
Good
and
stuff.
Good luck at the ranch.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Darlene. I really appreciate that. Thank you. Okay. But by the way, Darlene, I know I was just kind of joking about bribing people to call, but if you do want this book, send us an email. Or no, go to drewmarshall.ca. Send us a note with your address, and we'll send the book out to you, okay?
Okay, great. Thanks, Drew. Have a great day.
Okay, bye-bye. Should we take another call? Okay, let's do that. Hi, who's this?
This is Rose. Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm well. How are you, Rose?
I'm good. I'm just calling to say happy birthday to Josh, your son.
Thank you very much.
I don't know how much I appreciate him for the thing that he's doing. He's doing something positive to impact the lives of our young people. Well, I'm glad he's not on drugs or, you know, doing anything.
Me too. Although it would help right now.
To lift up the name of Jesus. So I am proud of him. And you as a father, you should tell him. Big him up and tell him how proud you are.
Big him up, man. Big him up.
Big him up and tell him how proud you are because he's doing a good thing. He's impacting lives, young people's lives.
Love it. Love it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. And again, I'd love to, you know, I know I'm not really bribing you, but I'd love to send you the book as a thank you anyway. So thank you. Thank you for calling.
Okay.
And so go to our website, drewmarshall.ca. Send us your address, your mailing address. We'll send you out the book, okay?
Okay.
Bye-bye. And by the way, this is a great book, everyone. It's Balancing It All by my friend Candace Cameron Bure, who is at this moment practicing or filming. Is she practicing? Oh, no. Is it live? Is Dancing with the Stars live? I think it is, isn't it? Anyway, I think she's practicing right now. A crazy schedule she's got this week. Hi, who's this?
Hi. Good afternoon. My name is Elizabeth.
Hello, Elizabeth.
You have an awesome show.
Well, thank you.
And I think your son is terrific. He has such a beautiful voice. I think, Drew, you should start today with recording. I would buy his first record.
Wow, that's
well,
so
thank
dirty.
You very much. It's very kind of you.
And I don't want to replay what somebody else has said, but he's a lot better than some that I have heard on The Idol.
Oh, there you go.
Enjoy your birthday.
Thank you very much.
God bless you for what you're doing.
Appreciate it.
Drew, your show is super good.
Thank you so much.
Have a good day.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Mom. Thank
Goodbye.
You. Yeah, I don't want to keep going on about Candace's book, number one, because we only have three of them. And number two, it's just starting to sound cheesy by, you know, bribing people to call in. So I didn't want to do that. But I think people would have phone without the book anyway. Yeah. Don't you think, Tim?
Hey? Yeah,
I've
got another one.
Oh, we got to get to another song here by Josh. Do we have time?
I need more of an ego.
He does. Can I honestly, this is going to sound schmaltzy here, but he is so stinking insecure with his singing guitar playing that these calls are really actually helping him, I believe. So maybe this is a great opportunity.
It's helping to reduce the sweat amount.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Debbie.
Hi, Debbie. What? We just had a Debbie. It's not the same Debbie, is it?
Absolutely not.
Okay. Debbie?
It's a very unique Debbie.
Oh, okay.
One of a kind.
Debbie?
Happy birthday, Josh.
Thank you very much.
I'd just like to say that your singing is fantastic, and I really urge you to continue writing more songs and to continue singing and up the volume with your voice, because you've got a very good singing voice as well.
Well, thank you very much.
Big it up! You know, if you can... You know, join a band, or you know, just I'd like to hear actually some more of your own talent. Mm-hmm. You know, write some songs, write some lyrics yourself, and play around with it. And you know, never mind really what other people think, because as long as you at least give it a try and give your best effort, that's all that matters. Just do the best you can and sing out there with your own voice and just let everybody hear what you got.
Well, thanks. I appreciate the encouragement. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much. So nice of you to say those things. Thank you. Thank you,
all
Debbie.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, take care. Bye-bye. Can we move on to the song now, Tim? What's going on? Are we...
People are calling.
Oh, my goodness. This is ridiculous.
Bring it on.
Hello. Hi. Who's this?
How are you?
Hi. How are you?
Good. Brett here from Australia.
Oh, Brett from Australia. How are you, Brett?
I'm well, mate. How are you?
Doing quite well. Boy, this is a good accent for Josh and I to hear. It's been a long time since we've been back in Australia. This is one of our regular listeners from Australia, Brett. Brett, this is Josh.
How's it going, man?
G'day, mate. How are you?
Pretty good.
I heard you singing, and it's a tremendous talent that you've got. It's amazing that Drew gets people on his show that seem to outshine him all the time. And certainly you've done that.
It's, you know, it's not hard, though, right?
Yeah, well, I suppose it is a low bar.
Yeah. For sure. But thanks, man. I appreciate it.
True Aussie love right there. True Aussie. Are you having a cuppa?
No, no. Out walking the dogs. It's Sunday morning here. Anyway, have a great day.
Oh, mate. Thank you.
I really enjoyed your song singing. It was fantastic.
Thanks, Brett. Really appreciate you calling in, mate. I really appreciate it. Thanks, buddy.
See you then.
All right. Yeah. Ta-da, as they say in Australia. He's a good guy, eh? Calling all the way from Australia just to say a nice thing to you. Okay, one more. Last caller in this. This is getting ridiculous. I have a show to do here, folks. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Rebecca.
Oh, wait a second. We know who this is.
Oh, la fiance.
This is...
Hi,
hello.
This is Joshua's fiance, Rebecca.
Hi.
Anything you'd like
to
say?
I just want to say congratulations and happy birthday to my fiance.
Well, thanks, honey. Honey bunny.
Okay, this is getting gross. Excuse us. We're handing out barf bags with the Drew Marshall Show logo.
I have a group of people in the car, and they want to say happy birthday.
Thank you.
Where is Rebecca right now?
In the car. Did you know?
Thanks, Tips. I mean, what country is she in?
She's in the States, in Virginia.
Oh, okay. All right. So, Rebecca, will Josh be singing at the wedding?
I hope so. Do you think he'll sing at the wedding? I don't know.
I think it'd be a great thing to do if he can keep it together. He is a bit of a sucky pants. He'll probably start crying at his own wedding.
I would never. That's not going to happen. We all know that.
Well, we're all looking forward to this big wedding in July down in Florida. So, wow. And I know it's a little...
It's coming fast.
A little early to say this, Rebecca, but you should know this by now. It really is kind of nice to have you in the family. So, thanks.
Oh, I'm so happy to be a part of the family. I'm so, so excited for our wedding. It's going to be so great.
Okay, well, I can't handle any more mush. Do you guys want to say goodbye to each other?
Yes. Okay, bye, Josh.
All right, see ya.
Oh, fantastic. Well, that was fun. All right, Josh, let's do one more song, right? You've got one more to do for
us? Yeah, last one. This is by Bon Iver, but I'm pretty sure he covered it from someone else. What the heck is it called? I Can't Make You Love Me. It's kind of a, you know, slower tempo, more of a depressing song, but... I don't care.
Great way to end our April Fool's Day special on a little low note. Folks, for the last time here on the Drew Marshall Show, Mr. Josh Marshall.
I gotta remember the key. Turn down the lights, turn down the bed, turn down these voices inside my head. Lay down with me, tell me no lies, just hold me close, don't patronize me. Don't patronize me. Cause I can make you love me if you don't. You can make your heart sing something it won't. Here in the dark, in these final hours, I will lay down my heart and I'll feel the power that you don't. No, you don't. Cause I can make you love me if you don't. I'll close my eyes, then I won't see. Love you don't feel when you're holding me. Morning will come and I'll do what's right. Just give me till then to give up this fight. I will give up this fight. Cause I can make you love me if you don't. You can make your heart feel something it won't. Here in the dark, in these final hours, I will lay down my heart and I'll feel the power that you don't. No, you know. Cause I can make you love me. You don't.
Very beautiful song. Beautiful song. Josh Marshall finishing it up on The Drew Marshall Show. How do you feel now that you're all finished there, big guy?
Glad that I'm all finished. Crappy that my voice is now done.
Well, no, you, yeah, very proud of you again. Very proud. And the callers were all very true. Very, very proud. Definitely proud. Definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you very much for doing that today, Josh.
Yeah, no worries.
And I wish you all the best in the next 25 years of your life.
Just the next 25? Am I dying at 50?
Because the last 25 have been hell.
Oh, okay.
Just kidding. Just kidding. Man, I was, you know, I said to you the other day when I, well, this morning when I texted you at 12:01, but you were asleep already. A lot of time passed under the bridge, man. A lot of life.
It is crazy how fast time goes. You don't realize it till. I feel like the older you get, the faster it goes.
Yeah.
You guys can probably attest to that.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah.
Because you're both old.
So anyway, yeah, we'll talk more tonight. Josh and I are heading out to celebrate the rest of the evening. Going to go over to Absolute Comedy, have a bit of fun, and it's also weird because it's 25 years since my mom has died, right? As well,
yeah.
I went to visit the cemetery the other day. Very rarely do that, and just ambushed with emotions and thought about thought about how crazy that night was, you know, the phone call saying that mom had died, and then 2 hours later, you arrive, you know. Real head trip, for sure. So, anyway. All right, folks, that is the end of the show. Thank you. This is the end of our show. All of a sudden, everybody had Tourette's.
Wow.
What the heck? Yeah. Next week on our show, Tim's looking quite forward to this. John Anderson from Yes will be our guest on the show, as well as, and I don't know if I'm pronouncing her first name right, but is it Taraji Henson? She is an Academy Award nominee. She played the mother of Benjamin Button in The Curious Case of Benjamin Button. Quite an established and brilliant actress. She's also recently CBS Person of Interest and hosts Celebration of Gospel. So quite a great story this lady has. So we'll have some fun next week. And we've got a lot of great guests coming up in the next few weeks, so stay with us. If you want to get onto our email list, go to our website and go to the contact page, and you can sign up for our email list. You can follow us on Twitter, at TDMS, The Drew Marshall Show, at TDMS. And, of course, The Drew Marshall Show is on Facebook as well. We post all sorts of random stuff throughout the week, but we try not to be a nuisance, except maybe on the Friday before the show when we're telling everybody what's coming up the next day. You'll get maybe a few blasts that way. Hey, thanks for tuning in today, folks. It was great to have you. We had a bit of fun. We pushed some boundaries, probably broke some rules. But that's what April Fools is all about, by golly. We're going to go out with a little Tim Hawkins. This guy is a funny dude. And he's one of those, what do you call it when people take real songs and turn them into weird Al Yankovic songs? Parody, that's the word. I knew it started with a P.
Pretty good.
Have a listen to this one. This is, I think, one of his best ones. This song is called Things You Don't Say to Your Wife. Does that look familiar? Yeah.
Hey honey, have you gained some weight in your rear end? The dress you wear reminds me of my old girlfriend. And where'd you get those shoes? I think they're pretty lame. Would you stop talking, 'cause I'm trying to watch the game? If you're a man who wants to live a long and happy life, these are the things you don't say to your wife. I planned a hunting trip next week on your birthday. I didn't ask you, but I knew it'd be okay. Go make some dinner while I watch this fishing show. I typed it over our old wedding video. If you're a man who wants to live a long and happy life, these are the things you don't say to your wife. Your cooking is okay, but not like mother makes. The diamond in the ring I bought you is a fake. Your eyes look puffy, dear, are you feeling ill? Happy anniversary, I bought you a treadmill. If you're a man who wants to live a long and happy life, these are the things you don't say to your wife.